Okay, thank you very much. Sorry for the delay. Then I will start quickly. I only have 10 minutes, so that's really tough. My name is Richard Heigl. I'm one of the founders of Hallo Welt, and Hallo Welt is the company behind the Blue Spice Media Wiki, which is an open source enterprise wiki, as XWiki, which are good colleagues here and fighters for open source in Europe. So, what I want to introduce you is are some thoughts we have in the evening if we sit in Regensburg and have some beers, and this is about the relationship between wiki, okay, we are wiki manufacturer, right, and AI. Well, so everybody's talking about that. To bring you on the same page, I want to bring you quickly back 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, we have had something what I would call a Wikipedia shock. The shock means, okay, we have something like collective intelligence, wisdom of the crowd, is a new paradigm in the way how you deal with knowledge. So even the youngest people here in the room maybe don't know what that means. So people were really impressed that we have an easy-to-use wiki as a central source of truth in the web. And it works because people are working together, they collaborate, they generate user generate content and structures, by the way, not only content, the structures are as important as the content, I think. And it's easy to use because you can work with natural language and with free text. It's made a difference in the way how we search for knowledge. Okay, you're using Google, but the second click mostly is Wikipedia, and you have a fast and centralized access to initial information. And this paradigm was transferred to the private sector, of course, and the companies also become used to have a wiki internally for internal information and sharing processes, stuff like this is of their interest. We have seen a few challenges from the beginning. It was about how reliable is the information we see there, and where does the information come from? What are the sources? Are the references to that? Can we categorize everything, and what is a good category? What is a good structure beyond a single page? And last but not least, is that what I see and that what we have as information, or is this relevant somehow? I give you a few, in my opinion, this has to be properly solved. All these problems have to be properly solved by the Wikimedia community. And now we come to something where is it not solved. Today, we see something like a ChatGPT shock. Sorry, it's a... For me, it is a shock because, okay, you have now a way that you, like with a human, can make conversations with artificial agents, with a large language model, and you get impressive way, you get answers back in a quality which you haven't seen so far. And in the background, there is a lot of mass data. And so people become used to, okay, look things up in ChatGPT or in others or DeepSeek or whatever and get the information. If you know how those engines are working, it's incredible that people think they get a reliable information from there. That's the reason how ChatGPT or other LLMs work. They do a lot of good stuff in talking with you, but they have no clue what they are doing. And you have no clue where the sources are or where does the content come from. But people believe this is how they get proper information because it's a convenient way to deal with. And so that will not go away. So maybe we should talk where are the strengths of these tools and where are, 5 minutes left, and where can we do something different. You know all the problems, Hellenization, you know deterministic behavior. So if you have a prompt and you put the prompt again and again and again, you get different answers. give it a try. Ask ChatGPT what is 2 plus 2 10 times, and you will see the ninth result will surprise you. So, what we see now, because people say, Google is gone, Wikipedia is dead, so it's a replacement. Not true at all. So what we see and have learned over the last 2 years, there is a symbiotic relationship between those two technologies. First of all, everybody knows that engines where the models are trained with Wikipedia content, okay, that's given. But what we see also is that wikis as knowledge bases can be a very reliable and valuable source for controlled internal information, and we can give this to the chatbot. The idea is we can enhance the reliability of the answers of a chatbot by using Wiki. How is that done? Okay, you say to the chatbot, look, I have a pretty nice source for you in a wiki, for instance. Just get the information from there. And maybe I also use a search, an enterprise search, and say, make a pre-selection what content should be part of the answer. So with that, it's easy now. You get from a controlled source the information back, and with the search you can also say, okay, that are the references, that were the sources we have looked up. So now it became more and more interesting. You can add references. Maybe you also give, for the answering machine, you give an ontology. You say there are some relationships, or you work with guidelines or checklists, stuff like that. And in the end, of course, you can validate if that answer was good, and you can improve the source where it came from. 1.5 years, nobody had an idea that this will work. That is one practical example. That is it's manual from the Federal Ministry for Education and Research in Germany. They have an internal source here for funding of projects. And what we have done is exactly here. You see there is a chat where they can ask questions how they get the funding and some more details. And you see here where it comes from. And you can look up the sources. Another example, a bakery. So there is a huge bakery, not a single one man, one woman bakery, but a huge one with hundreds of people working there on large machines. And they are, and if that machine is breaking, maybe you need to know what should I do? I have an error message. What does this mean? And what we do here together with the Fraunhofer Institute is, you get a chatbot, but now we try to teach the LLM that is a specific machine, an engine, and there are some relations between, how this machine engine works, and make it easier to get exactly the information that's needed. Because if that information is not reliable, you play with the health of the people there and health of other people. So what we are doing in this research project is how can we improve the reliability here and make something that is not only for a bakery, but also for other industries useful. To come to terms, there we are. I would say that wikis are special platforms for using AI, so everybody comes around. I have a CRM, okay, we are doing something with AI. We have a ticket system doing something with AI. Everybody is doing something with AI, right? But what makes wikis unique? First of all, they complement each other. They are very, very, very good in working with processing free text. And then we have a layer for chatting or something. He's a perfect communicator with the LLM, the chatbot. And we have the wiki, on the other hand, that is a perfect tool for control content together with other people and make it accessible. But not also only for humans, but also for machines. So I have to quit now. Bad. So if you want to talk with me about this person and learn how this works in detail, just contact me or Robert after this talk. So what I think is there is a lot to do because that's not that easy. You don't throw an LLM on a wiki and you get good results. You have to do a lot that the information is valuable. And that's exactly a good process, a good project for open source communities, researchers, and companies who can now, with open source software, experiment, innovate, and refine to get reliable and non-manipulative knowledge platforms for the 21st century. And I promise I will practice this word until the next FOSDEM and see you there. Thank you very much for your time.